Houston, America.
Go ahead, America.
Okay, Gordo, we're looking over the flight plan today. We'll be with you with the post-sleep checklist, and primarily it looks like a P-23 day for Ron. And what we'd primarily like to do is spend a good part of that time getting the spacecraft cleaned up, reshuffled, restowed a little bit, and get it in order for the next few days ahead. It doesn't look like today's that big of a day.
Okay. Gino, I might give you some words on what we have in mind to get the GET back in sync here, if you want to hear those while you're looking through the upcoming hours.
Yeah, why don't you pass a few words on that?
Okay, the plan we're considering, and we're offering it to you now for your opinion, is that 65 hours GET will update, and at the time the clock goes to 65, we'll update at 2 hours and 40 minutes to 67:40. And we're shaping your trajectory such that you'll arrive at the moon at the same time GMT as you would have had you launched on time. In other words, your transmitter time is 2 hours and 40 minutes less. So once we do that, we'll be back with all the right times in the flight plan without any updating. And the one thing we think of is that your next day will, which is now a 16-hour day, will shorten to a 13-hour, 20-minute day. But that's about the only real effect we can see. How's that sound?
Yeah, we'll get to the moon, you say, same GMT, so all our sunrise, sunset, lunar orbit activities, and sun angle at landing will be the same. And it sounds pretty good, Gordo. I just want to take a look at that day that you're shortening and see what we're doing in there.
Okay, it doesn't cut out anything. In fact, we picked a time that's pretty much dead time as far as the flight plan goes. Take a look, and we'll talk about it later.
Okay. Good morning, Gordy. This is Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Let me fill my square on the post-sleep checklist. I've got 24030 PRD.
Okay.
And I slept in and out, probably totaled about 4 hours in that last period. But I feel pretty good in spite of that, and expect, now that I've educated myself on how to sleep, that it'll pick up the next time around.
Roger.
No medication yet, but I'm considering a couple aspirin. I'll let you know if I take them.
Roger.
I guess I've had two of your little water measurement containers full so far, plus the meal I had in my pocket, and I'll catch up on, I think I'm a little dehydrated, I'll catch up on fluids with breakfast.
Okay.
And my meal yesterday was the meal B in the pocket.
That's your meal B.
And I guess consumables update, that's mainly yours. Your play there, and I'll wait for your words on that, and the watch is wound.
Roger. Okay, I got the consumables update numbers if you're ready to copy.
Not quite, Gordy. I'll give you a buzz.
Okay, no hurry.
CMP's RADS 1509.
Okay.
15019.
Roger.
Gordy, it's Jack. How do you want to send the consumables information?
We were just discussing that here. In flights gone by, there was a place in the flight plan, a little form to fill out, but we're trying to figure out if there's such a place in the current data file. Do you know of one?
Well, I tell you what I've got. I've got the consumables curves. And if there are any major changes to those curves, I guess you could give them to me and I'll put them on as points.
There's no changes at all.
Okay, and why don't we just do it that way in the future in case there is anything, and that's on page 145 and subsequent in the flight plan supplement.
Okay.
Like you took good care of my systems last night.
No troubles at all.